the Arts Show. Alice Walker is with me for Arts News. So, Alice, are you going to apply for the role of director of the Australian War Memorial Museum?
I won't rule anything in or out at this stage, Ed. But a, quote, nationwide merit-based search is underway for someone to take over from Brendan Nelson, who has announced he will step down from the role at the end of the year. The former opposition leader has been a high-profile leader of the memorial for the last 7 years. He oversaw the centenary celebrations of World War I, he introduced a nightly last post ceremony, and he's credited with expanding the museum's public programs and bringing more visitors in. He completed the renovations of the first World War galleries, and you might remember the 62,000 knitted poppies in the grounds for the centenary of the armistice. Here's War Memorial Chair Kerry Stokes speaking to AM.
Brendan leaves a legacy of making the war memorial more empathetic and more available to the public as well as the veterans. Before Brendan, we had the memorial was more a memorial. It was closed and available to veterans. Now it's open, and we see so many people going to the war memorial who use the memorial as a touchstone for Australian values, and that's been a very rewarding aspect of Brendan's contribution.
Mr. Nelson has also been a big driver behind the $500 million expansion of the memorial that was announced back in November. Not everyone has been happy with those plans. You might remember an open letter signed by various high-profile figures back in March argued the memorial was being given preference over other national institutions and the money could be better spent. It is going ahead, though, so whoever the new director is will therefore be overseeing the redevelopment, which is expected to take about 8 years.
All right. Well, Alice, I'm really curious. Will we have a woman?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean,
well, there is a former director
great?
Called Brendan Kelson, so I feel like another Brendan is a high chance.
Well, perhaps we can go for a Brenda or somebody
true.
Who has been a private in the military or a non-commissioned officer.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll wait and see.
We will. All right. Now, I love hearing updates on stories that we featured already on the show, and you have one for me.
I do. So back in May, you spoke to the so-called 20 Finger Orchestra.
I did.
Ava Maria Zimmerman and Keisuke Nakagoshi, pianists who perform under the name Zofo. They were touring a show featuring music by composers from 14 countries, inspired by a piece of visual art from their culture. One of those composers was Australian Carl Vine, who composed a piece based on James Gleeson's The Arrival of Implacable Gifts. Zofo said that was one of the most successful compositions of the project, and it seems that Carl Vine was really onto something, because another piece he composed for orchestra, based on that same painting, has just been named Orchestral Work of the Year at the Art Music Awards. So these are awards that are run by APRA AMCOS and the Australian Music Centre, and they're for contemporary classical, jazz and experimental music. So this piece, it's called Implacable Gifts Concerto for Two Pianos and Orchestra, and here's a bit of what it sounds like. That was performed by the West Australian Symphony Orchestra. And here's Zofo describing the James Gleeson painting that inspired the music.
There's basically no sky. It looks like there's a horizon, but then you realize, well, it just goes into another ocean. So it's all ocean, and the ocean floods things onto you, like body parts that are tied up with ropes. And in the middle of it, you actually see a little head, which is James Gleeson right. himself, like being totally like inundated in all these things that wash up on shore.
So it's quite a representational piece of work, but at the same time, it has a serious amount of fantasy.
Yeah, I think it's very like psychological. Like
yes.
The painter wrote about the artwork, like what would happen if all the wishes we have come true? Then we would just be... It wouldn't be good for us. Mm. We would be kind of crushed by all what comes.
Well, Alice, it's always great to see different areas of the arts come together.
Absolutely.
Collide and bond. But that's not the only awards news this week, though. The Archibald People's Choice Award has just been announced.
And it's such a powerful portrait, Ed. David Darcy's large realist painting of Warrakoona and Ngunnawjarra elder Daisy Jupentari Ward is full of feeling. She's looking right into your eyes, and the red and ochre colours are so strong, it really draws you in. And when I visited the Archibald exhibition at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, this painting was surrounded by fans, so I'm not surprised it's taken out the popular prize.
Alice, thank you so much.